I have no idea. I'm not even worried about them. We just worry about ourselves and focus on what we have to do to get a victory.
Randy, if you guys come away with a win in this game, do you think all the doubt now gets erased, all the crap?
It's hard to say. I mean, there's only be 4 games into the season. I mean, a lot of teams start off 4-0 or whatever and then crash towards the end. So it's still early, but it's good to build on.
You guys have been known for as a good defense for a long time, even before you got here. On offense, not so good. Tell me about the offense this year.
I mean, they came up big. I mean, they came up big the last 2 weeks. And they won the game for us last week. So, I mean, they're doing a good job right now. Right now we're helping each other out, and it's paying off.
You saw the Wildcat offense here. Is this better?
Oh, definitely better, because Wildcat, I mean, you know they're going to run the ball. Right now you don't know what we're going to do and who's going to get the ball. I mean, 1 week is Mike, 1 week could be a Heartline. So, a lot of people stepping up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is it fun for the defense, Randy, at the end of the game, coming up with game-changing plays? That's been, like, the theme for this football team, you know, making plays at the end of the game. Is it fun for you guys to come up with
that? It's real fun, just for the simple fact that, you know, we have a chance to close the game out. You know, in the past, that we let the game get away from us and we end up losing it. So just for us to finish the game feels good.
Initial scouting report from Drew Brees, obviously they throw a lot, they pass a lot, they score a lot of points. How do you prevent a shootout?
Just go out there and just get to the quarterback. Make him uncomfortable in the pocket and get our hands up because he's a short guy. But we know we're going to make plays. We know the offense is going to make plays. But the big thing for us is to keep him out the end zone.
Superdome gets really loud. What do you tell the other guys that haven't played in a hostile environment?
Just keep your poise. It's going to get real loud. And just try to use hand signals to communicate because at some point in the game, you're not going to be able to hear the person next to you.
What makes him so good?
I just make plays. He put his guys in audibles that put in the right places to make plays, and that's been successful for years right now.